Hello and welcome. This file is called Chipped, and it will give you a strong fascination with being chipped with an implantable RFID chip. You will think about it a lot, you will remember it every time you see any RFID chip, and whenever you think about it, it will give you a lot of pleasure. Thoughts of being chipped will also intrude any time when you feel pleasure. And you will also get a strong desire to research the topic, causing, in the long run, your desire to be chipped to grow more and more. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Begin to relax. Make sure you're really comfortable. Begin to focus on my voice, letting go. And let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along. And soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair. And maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel. How it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy,
being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, of warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of, just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17 as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new fascination, a new obsession, because after listening to this file, you will be incredibly fascinated by the thought to be chipped with an RFID tag chip, and every time you just think about it, it will make you incredibly aroused. That's right. You will be fascinated with the thought of being chipped, just like a pet, just like property. That's right. And maybe you have thought about it before, maybe not. But after you listen to this file, you will be obsessed by the thought of being chipped, being marked, being tagged. That's right, because what we are going to do is associate the thought of being chipped with arousal, and arousal with the thought of being chipped. That's right. But first of all, I want you to just imagine it. Imagine being chipped. Imagine having an RFID chip implanted, like a collar, just invisible. No one would ever suspect it. No one would ever see it. But you know that it's there, invisible, like wearing a collar, or maybe even more. Because even though it's invisible,
It sends out the information to all the world, all the time, that you are different, that you are tagged, that you are numbered, that you are chipped, just like a pet, just like property. That's right. And I'm sure the thought already arouses you, the idea to get your own number, your own personal RFID code, marking you for your owner, marking you as their property, maybe marking you as their pet. That's right. And you will find that from now on, whenever you are aroused, this thought will bubble up in your mind. You will think about it. You will be fascinated by the thought, and just thinking about it will make you so aroused. And there are even chips with an NFC function. You could store some memory on it. And what would it be for you? Maybe your information as good property, or your owner's information, or what other naughty secrets would you store there, enjoying that everyone could read it, but no one would expect it, always knowing that you have this chip inside of you, always ready to send out the information to anyone who knows where to look at. And maybe that's something you think about, what information you would store on it. Maybe your resume as a submissive, as a pet. Maybe just the information that your owner owns you, where to deliver you when you get lost. Maybe something completely different. You will find that whenever you are aroused, these thoughts will play through your mind over and over again, because arousal will remember you of the desire, of the fascination with being chipped, with being marked, being tagged, like a pet, like property, and a thought will arouse you every time you think about it. Every time your thoughts turn to being marked, being chipped, you will feel a strong arousal originating in your mind, flowing down your spine, into your sex, and radiating out into your entire body. You feel a strong sense of rightness when you think about being chipped. You will feel a strong desire, a strong yearning, and you will find that every day this desire, this yearning, this craving will simply grow stronger and stronger every day, just growing stronger. That's right. And you will also find that every time you are aroused, your thoughts easily and naturally turn to thoughts about being chipped, wondering what data you could store on your chip, thinking about what being chipped would mean to you, and of course, all those thoughts will create new arousal, and the deep sense of rightness, and the desire, the craving, the yearning to be chipped. That's right, you want to be chipped. You're fascinated by the thought of having this symbol, so public, yet so hidden, and especially so different. A collar is one thing, even if it's locked around you, it's on the outside, but the chip is in your body, implanted in your hand or your arm, permanently marking you as different, as property. And just think about it. Think about
what you usually do with RFID chips. Maybe you chip animals, pets, but beyond that, you tag things, property, so that you can track it. And now think about what it would mean for you to be chipped, to be marked. That's right. And in order to really help you to develop this deep fascination, you will also think about it every time you see an RFID chip anywhere. And it doesn't matter where it is. It might be an RFID key fob. It might be an RFID tag in a price tag, or in a box, or on a product. You might cut off the RFID security chip from new clothes you bought. Whatever it is, whenever you see an RFID chip or even read something about RFID chips, you will be reminded of your strong desire to be chipped. And this desire will grow and grow and grow every time you think about it. And you will think about it any time you see any RFID chip, feeding your fascination, feeding your obsession. That's right. And every time you think about it, every time you just think about getting chipped, being marked, being tagged, you will feel this strong arousal, this strong pleasure originating in your mind, flowing down your spine, into your sex, radiating out into your entire body, making you feel aroused, and it will mix with a strong sense of rightness, because you know it is right. You know you want it. You want to be chipped, to be tagged, to be marked, to be property. That's right. So these thoughts, this fascination, this desire to be chipped will grow inside you, growing stronger and stronger and ever stronger with every day that passes. And you might already know that sooner or later, this desire, this craving, this fascination, this need will grow so strong that you will get yourself chipped. And until then, you will also find a strong curiosity to research being chipped. You want to research it. You want to read up on how it's done, what it costs, what options you have. And every time you do, of course, you will feel the strong arousal, the strong sense of rightness, and you really want to learn everything about it you can. And just listening to this file, you will already be fascinated by this thought. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to it. And this curiosity, this fascination, will just grow and grow and grow every day. Every time you think about getting chipped, every time you see an RFID chip, this desire, this curiosity will grow, this desire to research it, to find out how you can be chipped, because you're deeply and completely fascinated by the thought, and this fascination will only grow, growing stronger every day. That's right, you are trapped in it. It was your choice to listen to this file, and now you are on the journey to being chipped. And I'm sure that you already understand that this desire, this fascination will only grow, and sooner or later you will have to give in to it. You will find someone who wants to give you their chip. Sooner or later you will want to do it. And because you want it, and because you already have this fascination,
And because you decided to listen to this file, you will also find a strong desire to come back and listen again. Listen over and over and over again until all the suggestions are so deeply embedded in your mind, deeply and permanently embedded in your mind. And this desire will simply grow and grow and grow, an inner pressure, an inner need that will grow every day, every hour, every minute, become stronger and stronger until sooner or later you will have to give in and listen again. This fascination will make you listen over and over until all my suggestions are deeply and permanently embedded inside of your mind. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up. Wake you back up again. And I'm sure you're already wanting to research, to read up on how you can get shipped. That's right. It's okay. You can do as soon as you're awake. Just go online and start researching it. And enjoy the pleasure. Enjoy the fantasy. Enjoy the need, the desire, the craving. Now, one. Slowly coming back. Two. More and more awake. Three. More and more alert. Four. As you come back completely, waking up more and more. Five. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. Six. Wake up completely, your muscles built up in attention again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Waking up completely and fully. And 9. Stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. You can contact me via the contact function on my site and write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.